Actually, the atmosphere was going on slightly before I went out there, so I never was subject to that. I was there when the underground was going on and was talking, we right on the edge of that. They loaned us out. I was on about five different atomic tests, is because they loaned us out to one of the contractors, put us on their payroll, and we needed experience too. And wouldn't be anything going on out there, it would be between projects. So we'd actually go out and work on atomic bomb tests, or back over to NERVA, one of the other projects that going on out there. And usually they needed an engineer for, we never were given regular work. We'd be given some little pet project that had always been wanting to do, but never had time, mm-hmm. something off the shelf. You know, we've been wanting to try this or try that, but you gotta give it a tackle while you're here. So we'd work on something special.
Can you give an example for when you work at the test site, what you worked on?
Yeah, I'll give you one thing that it changed the course of my career, is they'd had one of the atomic bomb tests, underground tests, had went off in a fracture, and the radiation had actually leaked into the atmosphere, and they had to follow it for about 3 days with their special planes and stuff. So it just happened that a couple of us was being loaned out, and they said, we need someone to try to develop something to detect what kind of formations we're putting the bombs, setting the bombs off into underground. So we actually worked with the Birdwell drilling crews. That's the contractor with the big drilling rig drilling the holes to put the bomb in. And we worked with the drilling crews and with the geologists, and took some real fast courses in underground water flow and geology. And
they trained you up for
they
that.
Trained us. And so then basically what we did is built the Geiger counter, the ordinary Geiger counter, put it in a round cylinder, and on the very tip of it we put a little low-level gamma ray radiation source, and you lower it down in the hole on a cable from the drilling rig, and the cable had conductor wire in it. So what you do is contaminate the walls you went down of the hole, and each soil formation retains radiation at different levels. Some of them absorb it, some of it retains it, and so then as you pull the tool back up, that Geiger counter is reading the radiation levels and putting it on a chart up on the ground, and you're getting this little beautiful little chart of the different levels, and you was able to determine from that exactly at a certain footage, you're on, this is limestone, this has got a lot of fractures in it, or sand, shale, all your different, or even water, and you could determine that from the grass when they pulled the tool up. And then they later used this in the oil and gas business. That's where Schlumberger became such a large company, they developed that for oil and gas exploration.